This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Joe Biden will be sworn in as president at noon today, and we're learning that almost immediately afterwards, President Biden will sign executive actions that reverse President Trump's orders on immigration, climate change, and the coronavirus pandemic. Political science associate professor Chris Galdieri on what the newly sworn-in president will likely say to the nation in his inaugural address.
He will talk about unity. He will talk about thinking big, taking big action to address the pandemic, to address the economic downturn, and emphasizing that he sees himself as a president for all of the American people, not just the ones who voted for him.
President Trump will not attend the inauguration. He'll be flying home to Florida, his final flight on Air Force One. Overnight, the White House announced that President Trump has issued pardons or commutations for 143 people, including former chief strategist Steve Bannon, rap stars, and former members of Congress. One of President Biden's priorities will be the pandemic.
Soon after flying into Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden presided over a memorial service at the Reflecting Pool to let families know that those who died of COVID-19 are not forgotten.
It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris noted so many had died in isolation without friends or family. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump has just released members of his administration from the terms of their ethics pledge. That included a 5-year ban on lobbying their former agencies. This is AP News. The founder and CEO of MyPillow says he's getting backlash for supporting President Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mike Lindell has been a vocal backer of the president.
We talked about MyPillow being made in the USA. He was telling me about the jobs he wanted to bring back.
Lindell even amplified the president's claims of voter fraud. Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's both say they have stopped selling MyPillows. They say it's not because of Lindell's support of the president, it's because of lagging sales. There's been a push for stores to stop selling MyPillows. Lindell says he stands for what's right and is standing firm. I'm Ed Donahue.
A car thief who found a toddler in the backseat of the car he stole in Oregon drove back to the mother and let her have it for leaving the child unattended in the car. He dropped the child off and took off again in the stolen car. Police in Beaverton, Oregon have been looking for him. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.